Hi gang, Wayne McPhail, just with a tip on using auto stitch on the iPhone to create panoramas. The natural inclination, I think, when you first get the application and start shooting individual pictures that you're going to stitch together to make a panorama, is to rotate through the center of your body. So you would hold the camera out in front of you and sort of pan from left to right or right to left or up and down and get those individual pictures that you want to stitch together. And that turns out to be actually the dead wrong thing to do. What you really want to do is rotate through the center of where the lens is. So what I'm starting to do now is hold the camera, if I'm shooting, say, left to right, just pinch it with my two fingers above and below the lens on the camera. And then when I pan left to right, I just sort of use my other hand to move the iPhone left and right through the center of that line that's sort of drawn between the top and bottom of the lens. What that does is it reduces the amount of distortion, reduces the amount of scalloping around the edges, and you just get a better image. And the same thing with if you're shooting up and down, is you can pinch left and right on the camera or on the phone and rotate up and down through that center. You're going to get a much better image. So just thought I would share that tip with you. I'm Wayne McPhail at w8nc.com. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.